At a busy intersection in a newly suburban area, a red barn and white house sit back off the road. Lush green pasture land hugs the old farm buildings, but the days are numbered for this bucolic scene. Across the street, dozens of condos are under construction, and farmer Roy Jackson has put this 216-acre farm in central Ohio under option for development. As soon as the developer gets approval to build, Jackson's farm will be no more.
I'm a third-generation farmer. You know, you put your roots down, and to see your land be developed is something that, I have seen coming, but to actually see it happen across the road, it's a sad thing, but it's progress.
Sitting on his front porch, Jackson looks out on a neighborhood where once there were farms.
At one point, we farmed over 1,500 acres, and now we're down to about 300.
What happened?
We've lost a lot of it to development in the estate of my mom and dad. We had to sell that to settle the estate, and that was part of it as well.
Like many in agriculture, Jackson didn't own all the land he farmed. He was leasing it, and when the owner decided to sell for development, Jackson was out of luck. Now he says there's not enough land left to farm profitably.
I have a son that wants to farm with me, and to do it here, there just isn't enough land to sustain two families and make a living for both.
So he's found a big piece of land down in Kentucky, in an area where land is still plentiful and development pressures are distant. He's leasing it with an option to buy. Soon, Jackson and his son will have the cattle ranch they've been planning for years. It just won't be in the state where his family has farmed for three generations. Workers operate backhoes to grade the ground in an open field that will eventually be home to some 7,000 people in a new development. Retired farmer and agriculture educator Dick Hummel recently sold a portion of this land, allowing the project to move forward.
I had some people critical of me because I was going to sell farmland, but on the other hand, I really didn't. I traded. You just have to accept that in this community because that's what's going to happen. That's what has happened. Plus the fact it's been pretty tough farming, and this has given a lot of farmers a chance to sell some land for some excellent prices.
Hummel sold about 100 acres of farmland and bought some new land, 77 acres farther out in the country. His father had bought what Hummel calls the home farm in 1935, and that family history weighed heavily on Hummel when he was deciding what to do.
It was harder for me to decide to sell that land because it had been in my family for many generations than it was the agricultural part.
His father bought the land for $100 an acre, and Hummel was able to sell it for a whole lot more. Asked why he sold, Hummel's answer is simple.
The offer. I hadn't thought about selling it at all. I didn't even know that they would want any of this particular land until all at once there were others that were selling for a price, and I heard about that, and first thing you know, a heck of a lot of land in this area was selling. So you compare notes as to prices and so forth, and that's how it happens.
Hummel says he wasn't pressured to sell. He's well past retirement age, and he says it was the right decision personally. And such is the case for most farmers who sell their land for development, says Sarah Nikolic, Ohio director with American Farmland Trust.
You've got acres of farmland that can be sold for, you know, $20,000, $30,000 an acre at times. For a lot of farmers, that's their retirement that they're sitting on. And when you have development surrounding you and you don't have any public policy to promote agriculture and perhaps you don't have any heirs, you don't have any options available to you other than to sell it to development.
And so the personal decisions of individual farmers are transforming some of the nation's rural landscapes into suburban landscapes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamara Keith.